Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. As Dave alluded to, we're going to be talking Sunset Zoo this morning. And joining us in the studio for the first time in a while is Melissa Kirkwood.
Good morning. Bring it in. And everybody else, it's nice to be in studio.
Yeah, good to have you here once again. And Melissa, of course, is the marketing and development officer out there. And we were just talking here before the program began about we're already at Thanksgiving, and the holiday season's upon us.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's gone pretty fast, but I'm super happy that the holidays are here and, you know, people are getting together safely, and we are ready to celebrate the season at Sunset Zoo. So we have an event coming up the weekend following Thanksgiving, the 27th and 28th. We started an event a couple of years ago called Santa's Luminary Trail at Sunset Zoo. So what the event is Santa visits the zoo. There's all kinds of activities besides, you know, we love that Santa comes and pays us a visit, but you'll have a chance to walk the outdoors, just the chimp loop, the upper loop of the zoo, and it will be illuminated with some Christmas lights and different activities, and the chimps will have access to their indoor area, and they'll probably be excited, you know, because I think Santa's bringing them some presents too. And then indoors in our Nature Exploration Center, Santa will be visiting with children. There'll be cookies and hot cocoa, all kinds of arts and crafts activities. And then you'll have a chance to do some of our animal encounters, like our tortoise feeding, and we'll have some other animals available with our assistance. And then there'll be some storytelling. Everybody will get a book to take with them, as well as a good bag. So we just want it to be a nice hometown, family-friendly holiday kickoff.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun, and you want a good opportunity here. People are going to be busy this weekend and maybe doing some shopping. That's a good way to kind of do something else.
Yes, and tickets this weekend really kind of flew off the shelves. I think we only have maybe about less than 5 to 10 tickets left.
Wow.
But we are, the reason being too, we are trying to limit our size to that event just for our own community precautions. There'll be no more than 250 tickets sold each night. And then our FOS members, if you're a Friends of Sunset Zoo member, you have the ability to come an hour early. So that's just another benefit of Friends of Sunset Zoo membership. And so we are just really looking forward to seeing people and really looking forward to seeing Santa too. So that'll be a great event, but we've got lots of other things going on at the zoo too.
All right. You want to kind of
So November 1st, we started our winter hours. So if you're not familiar, the zoo is open year-round. We're open 360 days a year. So we will be closed the Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas Day, and New Year's Day, but we're open all the other days. Those winter hours are now noon to 5 p.m. each day. So we've got lots of other things going on, though. So in November and December, we take it upon our staff to help with the mayor's food drive. And if you come to the zoo in November and December and bring a non-perishable food item, you get $1 off your admission. So that's just our way to kind of help fulfill the need in the community and also have you have a little discounted experience here at Sunset Zoo.
That's pretty cool. Will you guys have a float in the parade?
Oh, yes, we will. We are super excited. We have an education team that has been working tirelessly on a float. We've got it on a trailer, so expect big things from Sunset Zoo. It's a little themed to what is coming to Sunset Zoo. I'll just give you that little hint. Yeah. But we're super excited for the parade, too. It's a really great time in Manhattan this time of year because you're just trying to figure out all the things to do and how to get involved in the community.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And of course, helping out the Flint Hills Bread Basket, that's another wonderful opportunity there. And you guys are doing that as well. So, you know, some good causes.
Definitely. And then we have a lot of other things that go on during this time of year, too. A lot of holiday activities. But, for instance, today started the Thanksgiving break for many people, schools included. And when school is not in session, we offer adventure camps at Sunset Zoo. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, we have adventure camps for school-aged children. And we do actually still have some openings the remainder of this week. But that will happen again during the Christmas holiday. If you're looking for that experience for your child, because sometimes those breaks are kind of, you know, I think Christmas is a 2-week break. So we have that opportunity, and your child gets to come spend the day at the zoo. There's structured activities, there's structured learning plan, but they also get to have a lot of fun.
All right. And so are they in kind of like shifts, or how does that work?
Yeah. So we have them broken down into different grade levels, and there's 3 different classrooms, and they get to do different things in different shifts throughout the day. So they will go do some animal enrichment with different animals in the zoo. They'll do some learning activities inside a classroom, like structure, but they'll also have fun things, like they might watch a movie, they might, you know, there's snack time, there's lunch time, that kind of thing too. But they get a chance sometimes to see a lot of the kids that come. They get to see friends that they have seen in, you know, throughout the summer or at other schools. And so it is distanced. We are taking, you know, kind of that precaution with COVID, but we have been very fortunate that all through the summer, all through our adventure camps, everything's gone very well. So if you're looking for that kind of opportunity, it is available. And we do that for every school break, not just the holidays, but every school break.
That's good to know, because I have a feeling there's a segment of the population here, you know, ourselves included, as parents, that don't know about these kind of opportunities.
Yeah. So it's out there, and sometimes you don't know about it. And, you know, that's why I'm here, to kind of share those kinds of opportunities. You can find all of it out on sunsetzoo.com. And we have full day opportunity for each day, or you can even do half day. So it's just a nice, you know, safe environment for your child, when we know there's many members of this community that can't take off all of those days. And we want to just be here to help make that easier for everyone too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Childcare is hard to find these days. And, you know, that's one of the opportunities we have here, one of many here in our community. So good stuff. Again, talking with Melissa Kirkwood here, Sunset Zoo Marketing and Development Officer. Why don't we take our first break here on the program, and we'll come back, talk about Expedition Asia, some exciting news there, and much more here to come here on In Focus.